Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has assumed the position as contrarian-in-chief during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's challenged public health experts and said that Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is a dictator because of restrictions imposed to help slow down the spread of the virus. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has more.
Rand Paul raised eyebrows during a Senate committee hearing last week for picking a fight with Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
We can listen to your advice, but there are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
Paul is an eye doctor. He made several questionable claims during his exchange with Fauci. He declared that people who have recovered from coronavirus are immune from catching it again, but the science just isn't in on that yet. Here's Dr. Gonzalo Behrman at Virginia Commonwealth University.
We suspect that there might be some immunity, but in terms of really understanding if someone is immune and for how long, unclear, and anyone who states they know is probably misrepresenting the truth.
Paul is the only U.S. senator who's tested positive for COVID-19. He's recovered and argues that he's now immune from the disease and refuses to wear a mask. Then Paul said the virus has been relatively benign outside of New England. It certainly hasn't been as bad in Kentucky as in New York City, but as U of L Medical School professor Ruth Carrico points out, anywhere people gather, the virus can spread. It's just happening more quickly in big cities.
I mean, this is a disease that's transmitted via the respiratory route, and everybody breathes.
Next, Paul said there have been fewer deaths from coronavirus than the flu in Kentucky. That's just not true. By May 9th, 150 people in Kentucky had died from the flu. At that point, 304 Kentuckians had died from coronavirus, more than double the flu number. And the flu season started in late September. Kentucky didn't get its first coronavirus case until March 6th. Teresa Waters is chair of UK's Department of Health Management and Policy. She says it's likely that officials are undercounting the total number of coronavirus deaths.
First of all, it may not have been clear that it was coronavirus early on. Second of all, many of the people who are dying from coronavirus have a lot of comorbid conditions. It's possible that one of those shows up as the cause of death.
Finally, Paul said that because children are dying from coronavirus at a much lower rate, that there shouldn't be a national school shutdown. Paul is right that very few children have died from coronavirus, and there is a debate among public health experts about whether extending school closures into the fall could cause more harm than good. Here's Dr. Carrico at U of L Med School again.
We have, you know, an increase in child abuse and domestic partner violence. We have a decrease in the ability for kids to have meals that they normally get in schools. We have an inability for parents to return to work.
But Paul ignores the fact that even though kids aren't as likely to die from coronavirus, they can still spread it. And experts are still trying to learn more about a mysterious coronavirus-related illness that's developed in some children recently. Al Cross is a longtime Kentucky political journalist and director of UK's Institute for Rural Journalism and Community Issues. He says that Paul is not being reasonable when it comes to the coronavirus and that he should know better.
We know when you start disputing a long history of public health practice in terms of surges when restrictions against infections are relaxed, you are dealing in dangerous business.
Paul's Senate office did not respond to a request for an interview for this story. Paul was first elected in 2010 at the beginning of the Tea Party movement. He's made a name for himself by occasionally taking controversial, spotlight-seizing stances. He drew fire in March for continuing to work in the Senate while waiting to get results of a coronavirus test, which turned out to be positive. And he was also the only senator to vote against the first coronavirus relief package and said he would have voted against the second one, but he was in quarantine. Scott Lasley is a Western Kentucky University political science professor and former chair of the Warren County Republican Party. He says that at least politically, Paul, who's from Bowling Green, might not be at risk.
If you look at his core base as being Tea Party voters, it's going to play there, right? It's a lot different if you're saying these things in Massachusetts or New York or places like that.
Paul's seat will be up for re-election in 2022. I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.